What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Learning Culture Podcast. I am your host, Andrew Barry, and joining me this week for the Rapid Fire 5 is the founder of Enable Up and the co-founder of Women in Sales Enablement, Shannon Hempel. Welcome.
Thank you.
Are you ready for five rapid questions?
I'm ready. All right. Yes.
All right, so the first one. Okay, and also it's worth saying for the listeners, you come at this from, I'm sure you'll maybe also draw on your experience working in enablement, but now you're also offering enablement as a service to other companies. So it brings a slightly different perspective on this, which should be fun. With that said, the first question is, what is a soft skill that you prioritize for revenue teams?
Oh, emotional intelligence in all sorts. I've got to read them. I have to know how they communicate best, how I can reach them, because it's my responsibility. I have one way of communicating that I like, but that might not be theirs. So no. I've got to be able to read people.
Emotional intelligence. Love it. All right. How do you get leadership to buy into ideas and initiatives you want to roll out?
It's got to relate to their ideas and initiatives. Every single thing that enablement needs to roll out, whether it's when I was working on in a team or now that I'm offering it to companies, it has to align directly with company goals, with revenue goals. If it doesn't, it's a nice to have.
Beautiful. So third question, how do you build this into the programs that you create? How do you give them time to reflect?
You literally build it in. So if they are learning something, part of that learning is the reflection and how are you going to apply it? It's what I do with when I'm developing leaders or when I'm teaching a product. You know, it's here's the learning. Now, how are you going to apply it? And you can't apply it until you've reflected. It's impossible.
I love it. Interwoven into the whole program.
Yeah.
All right, number four, how do you encourage sellers and on a sales team and other people in the revenue function to teach each other?
That comes from modeling humility, modeling, hey, I don't know everything. You teach me something, and you do that publicly. You highlight people's strengths. You connect with them and you get them to connect with each other. And that can be as simple as fun icebreakers at the beginning of a meeting. It's get their minds, get them laughing. And then you're setting the foundation that they're willing to learn. And they're not going to learn from each other if they aren't connecting.
Which is exactly what you did with WISE and what we get into in the full episode. That was a perfect kind of summary of what we talked about. Bringing people together, getting them to laugh, share a bottle of wine, and have that humility to start to teach each other. Fantastic. Oh, and I love how you said connection as well. That's just such a key word for me. All right, last question. How do you capture the ideas and the insights that get generated when people come together to learn from each other?
Classic note-taking. I mean, don't make things so complicated. I mean, even, you know, I'm sitting on a discovery call, I have my legal pad. That's how I'm taking notes. When I'm sitting, and I went through legal pad after legal pad in all of my enablement years, because I am writing down key thoughts and then summarizing them back for the revenue team.
That's key.
Never assume they're going to just remember something. Remember, you want to spoon feed them. And I don't mean that because they can't handle it, but that's our job. Get them. Enable them, make it easier for them.
I love that, because even if it was their idea, someone in that group's idea, they're going to need it heard back to them, or, you know, read back to or fed back to them a few times to really, I think there's it's like seven times or something is when we finally remember something. We're all like that. Like you just have to keep repeating it.
All
right, that was fantastic, Shannon. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on that. That is a small little teaser of what we get into in the full episode, where we really just pick apart the whole origin story of WISE and draw from it lessons that we can apply to enablement. So it's a jam-packed episode for enablers. If you're listening now, as this episode's come out, it's going to come out on Friday, so like and subscribe so that you don't miss it. Shannon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello, hello. I hope you enjoyed that episode. It's Andrew again with a quick message. If you'd like to support the show, the best way to do that is to leave us ratings and reviews where you listened. If you're on YouTube, hit the like and subscribe buttons and feel free to leave a comment. We love hearing from our listeners and viewers. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please take the time to give us a rating and leave a review. Once again, we love hearing from our loyal listeners. If you're listening to this on Spotify, please hit the follow button to make sure that you don't miss new episodes as they come out. See you next week for another episode of the Learning Culture Podcast. Thank you for listening.